Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mining news breaks: Platinum Group Metals LLC, NYS American PTM, positioned to power the future of clean energy. Platinum Group Metals LLC is positioned to meet the growing demand for sustainable energy solutions as platinum emerges as a critical component in electrical applications. The company's focus on developing large-scale platinum group metal resources in the Bushveld complex, responsible for 75% of the world's platinum supply, includes the Waterberg project, one of the largest undeveloped PGM resources in South Africa. This project is designed for low-cost, bulk mechanized mining to supply high volumes of platinum to markets driven by technological and environmental innovation. For more information about Platinum Group Metals Limited, visit www.platinumgroupmetals.net. Mining news breaks: proven past strategic future. Lahontan Gold Corp., OTCQB, LGC, advances Santa Fe toward restart. Lahontan Gold Corp., TCQB, is advancing the Santa Fe mine project towards production. With a history of successful operation from 1988 to 1995, producing 359,202 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver, the mine closed due to economic factors. Lahontan CEO Kimberly Ann stated that they are fast-tracking the process, aiming to break ground in early 2027. The company holds four top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada, with the Santa Fe mine having a significant mineral resource. Lahontan plans to update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment and continue drilling at the West Santa Fe project in 2025. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., NYSE SVM, reports solid production and revenue in Q1 FY2026. Silvercorp Metals Inc. reports solid production and revenue in the first quarter of fiscal year 2026. The company generated $81.3 million in revenue, a 13% increase year-over-year, producing 2.0 million ounces of silver equivalent, including 1.8 million ounces of silver and 2,150 ounces of gold. Adjusted net income rose to $21.0 million, or 10 cents per share, with operating cash flow of $48.3 million, a quarterly record, up 21% from the prior year. Silvercorp Metals, a Canadian mining company, opened its fiscal year with stronger production volumes and a rise in revenues while advancing growth projects. The company reported financial results for the 3 months ended June 30, 2025, showing higher sales of silver and gold. For more information, visit Silvercorp Metals' website at www.silvercorpmetals.com. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, accelerates golf cart market reach with Vietnam partnership. Massimo Group, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol MAMO, is expanding its presence in the golf cart market through a new manufacturing partnership in Vietnam. This partnership will result in the delivery of the six-seater MVR4X golf cart to the U.S. market. By strengthening its global supply chain, Massimo aims to enhance efficiency and affordability in delivering quality products. While the company already assembles golf carts in Texas, the new models from Vietnam will further support its production and market responsiveness. This move reflects Massimo's commitment to optimizing operations and expanding its market reach.
U.S. judge rejects request to block Oak Flat land handover to mining company. Last week, a judge denied a request to stop the federal government from transferring land in Arizona to a mining company. The request came from various plaintiffs, including the Apache Stronghold Group and the San Carlos Apache Tribe. This case underscores the conflicts that can arise in mining projects. Some companies, like Tor Metals Inc., choose to operate in such areas. Investors can find updates on Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide array of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a broad audience. For more information, visit Mining Newswire's website. Tech Media Breaks. Greenwave Technology Solutions Inc., NASDAQ, announces 1-for-110 reverse stock split effective August 22, 2025. Greenwave Technology Solutions Inc., operator of metal recycling facilities in Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio, will undergo a 1-for-110 reverse stock split effective August 22, 2025. The split aims to boost per-share trading price and regain compliance with NASDAQ's bid price requirement. Following the split, outstanding common shares will reduce from 62,794,283 to approximately 570,858. Fractional shares will not be issued, with any fractional interest rounded up. Greenwave stock will continue trading on NASDAQ under symbol GWAV, with trading on a reverse split adjusted basis starting August 25, 2025, under new CUSIP number 57630J502. For more information, visit gwav.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.